What's going on, everybody? You already know who it is. DJ Ultra definitely in the building right now. This is NY to LA Radio. We're brought to you by SMV Life. And looks like we got some SMS headphones that we're trying to give away. So make sure you guys call up in, man. Now, listen, on the phone, I got a very, very important guest, as always. You hear all that. He got the phone in his hand. He fumbling it. What's up, After Party? What's going on?
Yo, what up? What up?
Man, listen, man. We got a lot going on, man. You just dropped a nice single, man. A Million Questions. Like, how was that, man?
I'm sorry, can you say that more time?
I say you just dropped your latest single. How was that, man? Like, how? Because it looks like right now that you have like a lot of people just loving it. You know what I mean? We actually have it on the website on SMV Life, and A Million Questions is going crazy right now, man.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Felt good. You know, as soon as I heard the beat, I'm like, I know, like, I got to get busy on this. And like, I just already had like a verse, maybe half a verse when I first heard the beat, and I just finished it out. And everything just came to me, and I felt it was gonna be a smash when I dropped it. And I'm glad to see it's getting some reception.
That's what's up. That's what's up, man. Well, you know, tell our listeners, where are you from, man?
I'm out of Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Nice, nice. Now, you know, Detroit actually has a unique sound, man. And what I like about Detroit, man, honestly, all the artists I hear out of there, and you know, that whole Michigan area, you guys are pretty tight, man.
Yeah, thank you, thank you.
That's what's up, man. That's definitely what's up. So then what's next with you? You're going to sit on this song, you know what I mean, listen to it or wait for it to marinate, or you got something else planned? Like, what's going on?
Oh, well, I actually just dropped my project, No Rest for the Wicked, available everywhere, including my website, globalmoneyworld.com, but just dropped that last week, Wednesday. You know, a lot of love from that, too. And I'm just going to let this project put its work, and I'm also working on another project right now that I'm hoping to finish up and put out this fall as well, probably about October.
That's what's up, man. You definitely are making moves, man. You know what? I actually got a question that actually comes from us from Cypher Charts. It's actually pretty good. You know, it's an app that helps artists get put on. And the question is, what kind of key advice would you give to upcoming artists to be in the same situation that you're in?
I recommend just grinding, putting in the work, and being original. You know, I know, like, you will hear what everybody else is doing, you'd be like, I'm trying to do what they doing because it's working. But do what's real for you, and if it's real for you, it's gonna flow, and it's gonna work for you.
That's what's up, man. That's some real words right there. That's some real words right there. So then also, you know, I gotta put you on the spot, man. We kind of need you, your top three artists of all time. So who would that be?
We just doing hip hop, or we just doing period?
Matter of fact, I want to hear period. Then let me hear what your list sound like.
I'm gonna start it off with Prince.
Okay, I can rock with
definitely
that.
Definitely gonna put him. I gotta have somebody from hip hop in there, so I'm gonna throw Jay-Z in there.
Okay.
And I'm just gonna just throw Michael Jackson in there because it's MJ.
All right. So then, you know, I'm trying to mix it up now. Now, what about top three female artists of all time?
We still doing just period?
Period. Yeah. Period.
Alright, I'm gonna start it off with Sade.
Over Whitney Houston. Yeah.
Yeah, man. Best. I don't know if I can say over Whitney. Man, yeah, that's a good one. Yeah, I'd say Sade gonna make my top three, period. Uh-huh. I don't know if I'll put over Whitney, but definitely Whitney in there. And I'm gonna say Missy Elliott. I'm gonna put her in there.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, well, then, talk a little bit about more about Missy Elliott. Why did you put her on your list? Because you know what? We're actually gonna do like a special to her, you know, because she had a lot of dope music, and a lot of people, I think, back in the day, they overlooked how talented like she was because she was crazy. So, what about Missy Elliott, you know, catches your eyes or caught your eye?
She was just very original, just mad dope, you know what I'm saying? And like, she had her own style. And like, she was writing a lot too. People don't even know, like, she been around since the Jodeci days, you know what I'm saying, helping out with Jodeci. And then her work with Timbaland is flawless. Just all the work, all her producing, singing, rapping, she could really do it all. I think she one of the most slept on artists, period.
Word, we definitely agree with that. So now this is actually a pretty good question. Right now, let's say you know what I'm saying, you're doing your thing, you got side, multimillionaire, all that good stuff. You got a tour, man. What's the name of your tour?
I'm gonna call it Life Can Be So Nice.
Life Can Be So. How much you selling tickets for?
I'm at least 60.
I can mess with that. I can mess with that one. Now, another question to put you on the spot, man. Remy Ma or Nicki Minaj? Matter of fact, I'm gonna throw something else up in there. Remy Ma, Nicki Minaj, or Cardi B. Matter of fact, I'm gonna make it even, I'll make it more interesting. You could do a track with any of those two artists.
I'll go with Nicki.
Okay, and who's the other female? Who are you gonna have? Remy Ma or you gonna have Cardi B?
I'll pick Nicki and Remy Ma over Cardi B.
Okay. I like all of them. So now why you picking Remy over Cardi?
Because Remy is just a better lyricist. Like, Remy is probably the best pure rapper out of all three.
Okay.
But I think Nicki is probably more creative than all three. And Cardi B, she just fresh still for me. So we still got to see what she can do. But she definitely doing her thing right now.
Definitely, man. So then another question, I'm going to have to put you on the spot. Matter of fact, actually, because this actually is coming up from like our Twitter feed from our producers. This actually was pretty good. Now, the whole Michigan area, you know, I think, like I said before, a lot of artists is pretty good. Obviously, you guys had like Eminem, Royce the 5'9", Big Sean, the list goes on. You guys had crazy amount of good artists. Do you think that Detroit fell off? Or do you think it's coming back? Do you think it like never fell off? Like, what's your position on Detroit hip hop?
I can't say it fell off because Detroit still has a movement, at least in the Midwest, because, you know, I'm in Michigan, so I see what they're doing. It's like Detroit has never been the city, but they always had their own thing. They just always had diamonds in there that would just shine through more than everybody else. Like when Eminem came, people, there's still Detroit rappers out there, but Eminem was just that rapper. The same with like Big Sean now. Like, Detroit is still pretty prominent where I'm at, but Big Sean is that diamond out of all of them that just shine better than all of them. But they still pretty doing their thing out here. Like, especially down here in Grand Rapids, Michigan. That's all we hear down here is Detroit rappers.
Nice. Now, before you go, man, tell all of our listeners where they can find your music.
You can find it anywhere, iTunes, Spotify, Apple Music, and also my website, globalmoneyworld.com.
All right, guys. Well, you know who I am. I'm DJ Ultra. That's my man After Party, and we're signing out.